The industrialization of Pittsburgh's rivers, the coal mines, the steel mills, and dams made the water inhospitable for a lot of aquatic species. Some largely disappeared, unable to survive in the mud and pollution. For our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant headed out with some researchers to survey wildlife in the rivers. They're trying to determine if two troubled species in particular are bouncing back, the mud puppy salamander and the endangered mussel that it needs to survive.
To be honest, I've hardly ever thought about mussels. Recently, a woman next to me at a bar ordered a plate of them with garlic butter. That sounded good. But then I met Nevin Welty, who spends his time studying mussels.
I'm with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. I'm a mussel biologist.
I met him and his colleague at a boat ramp about 20 miles northeast of Pittsburgh on the Allegheny River. We headed out in their research boat to check spots where they've been trying to catch mud puppy salamanders. Welty says the mud puppies are necessary for the survival of salamander mussels. He says river mussels are simple.
It's basically a clam that you might find in the ocean, but it's a clam in fresh water.
River mussels are not those much-loved, slightly chewy bivalves found in oceans and coveted by seafood lovers. Their taste has been compared more closely with a dirty shoe. But Welty says freshwater mussels are good for the river.
They just sit down there and they filter water and serve as habitat for bugs and then also food for things like fish and muskrats and otters. They're a pretty important part of the food chain.
Zoologist Ryan Miller of the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy slows down the boat as we approach a small orange buoy not far from the shoreline.
This is a buoy line, so we can find it every day. I just got to try to keep the boat straight.
Meanwhile, Nevin Welty reaches a long pole into the water and with a hook on the end of it, grabs the buoy and pulls the rope it's attached to.
Got it.
A cement block emerges, the anchor. He keeps pulling, and cylinder metal traps emerge from the water, one by one, each bigger in size than a football. He lines them up on the boat. There's no mud puppy salamanders.
Okay. We'll put some bait in them and send them back out.
Miller opens a can of sardines and drops the oily fish into the traps. Welty tosses the traps one by one back into the water. He drops the anchor, and then Miller steers the boat further up the river. They're checking 100 traps like this today. At the next research site, Welty starts pulling out another set of traps.
There's one there.
Hey, we got a mud puppy.
He keeps pulling the line.
All right, two.
Yeah, buddy.
Miller lifts out one of the mud puppies. It's nearly a foot long, brown, and slimy, but around its neck, it's got a distinctive flare, these reddish, feathery gills.
When you pull them out of the water, they get pretty feisty, so try not to handle them with my hands too much.
He flips the salamander over and takes a look.
That's a female there.
Miller measures its length and weight. He takes its picture, then runs his finger along those frilly red gills. This is where the mussels come in. Their larvae attach themselves to mud puppy gills.
It'd be just like little white spots on the red gills, but I don't see any. So.
Miller tests the mud puppy from the second trap, then releases both back into the water, and we head to the next site. Even though they haven't found any larvae in the gills, Nevin Welty, the biologist, marvels at those unique salamander mussels.
But just that they use an amphibian, and like, how did that evolve? And, you know, versus, you know, where most mussels use fish. I don't know. It just is mind-blowing.
After 2 or 3 weeks, the larvae drop off the mud puppy gills. Then the juvenile mussels finish their growth in the rocks and debris near the banks of the river. But freshwater mussels have struggled with pollution in this region. Welty says the salamander mussels were officially declared endangered in Pennsylvania in 2010, following contamination at Dunkard Creek along the West Virginia border. A Consol Energy mine had discharged salty pollutants into the creek, causing algae blooms that killed 15,000 freshwater mussels and 6,000 mud puppies.
We trapped Dunkard Creek for mud puppies over the past couple seasons, too, and we've only found one individual.
That's just one single mud puppy. There isn't much research to show how many mud puppies once lived in the Ohio River or the Allegheny, where we are today. But Ryan Miller says surveys like the one they're doing give him reason for hope.
Any type of large-scale pollution event would essentially kill them, but right now they're doing okay.
And if this round of surveying finds enough mud puppies, researchers are considering relocating some of them to Dunkard Creek. They hope to repopulate not only the salamanders there, but also the mussels that need them. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.